Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
True Crime Today.
This is the ongoing story of a small Idaho town and its residents. A tightly knit community that hasn't seen a murder since 2015. An environment where one thought they could feel safe and secure. Until a quadruple homicide stole the lives of four young souls on a mid-November evening, leaving far more questions than answers. Where will the investigation lead, and how do we get there? This is the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four killed, for what?
Welcome to the podcast. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of our program or breaking updates as they happen. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod for off-air updates and thoughts on this case. Today, we're going to kind of a short weekend episode to discuss something that has been brewing throughout the week on social media. And some of the experts starting to weigh in on this and really giving it some credence as to its legitimacy. Because when you look at what we're about to talk about, it really does kind of go from online speculation and rumors to you really wonder how this person knew some of these things. And you'd start to almost believe quite possibly that Brian Koberger was online in some online discussion groups between the time period of the murders taking place and his arrest. If you've been following any of it, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the online username of Papa Rogers and Inside Looking. The allegation goes that on Facebook, he was going by the alias Papa Rogers, and on Reddit, the name Inside Looking. Now, there's been thousands and thousands of people posting speculation, and we really don't go into that on this show. But historically, looking back on the posts that he made, they were disturbingly accurate as to what was released in the probable cause affidavit earlier in the week. Jennifer Coffender is a retired FBI agent and has been providing a lot of her professional insight on Twitter on this case. And she's been talking about this throughout the week. To make sense of some of this, let's go straight to what some of those messages were online that Jennifer has been pointing out, and many others have as well, as being disturbingly accurate to the case. Early on Reddit, there was a post by Inside Looking that said this. And they were trying to blend in, keep in mind, with everybody else making speculation, but their speculation was dead on. It says, speculation, killer parked behind the house, approached property through a tree line, entered sliding door and left it open, committed murders and exited sliding door. One knife, according to coroner's report. Time of murder, approximately 3:20 a.m. to 3:40 a.m., according to the car fleeing scene and on camera on Highway 8, approximately 3:45 a.m. Vehicle left skid marks upon exit. Please see photos below for more information. People looking at that moment, commenting, dude is solving his own crime. Psycho. Another post saying, well, I guess I should better rephrase that. You seem to have strong confidence in your speculation. That's another user responding to Inside Looking. And Inside Looking says, I keep my speculation short. The pictures of neighbors' home indicate it would make sense for their cameras to be pointed at their driveway with 4+ cars than the street dwellers want to protect their property. The user says, oh, okay. You just seem to have a lot of info and speculation. which he does, almost as if he had known the scene quite well, better than just one looking at pictures online or seeing it in the news, almost as if one may have been, I don't know, staking out the home for many, many months. A response that this individual made to another user saying, I know there's been a lot of speculation, theories leading up to the murders, what happened during, even how the killer exited, but I want to hear everyone's thoughts on what he or she did in the immediate hours following the murders, what this person had been doing in the week since. Do you think they immediately went home? Did they drive, walk home? Have they been back in the area, specifically near the house, acting casual following the media storm? And Inside Looking says, rush of adrenaline, very excited. But I think one of the most telling posts by the Papa Rogers character, and Jennifer Coffender pointed this out, and this is very intriguing because this was posted on November 30th, way before the probable cause affidavit was released, and anyone knew anything about there being any sort of evidence on the scene that had DNA on it or anything of the killers being left behind. Papa Roger posted on November 30th, of the evidence released, the murder weapon has been consistent as a large fixed blade knife. Continuing, this leads me to believe they found the sheath. The evidence was released prior to autopsies. The sheath was never mentioned until the probable cause affidavit was released earlier this week. Another user going on to say, Papa Rogers, why do you communicate like a serial killer? After Brian Koberger was taken into jail, a lot of users on the Reddit and Facebook communities began to develop their suspicious disposition almost immediately. The conversation was resumed by Coffender, who stated, he drove his own car, carried his phone, and didn't clip in his sheath tight enough. So I do believe he could leave a digital trail. He was a hot mess. Intelligence with no common sense equals a criminal bound to get caught, which is very true, which is very much, I think, what we're seeing in the personality of Brian Koberger, the alleged murderer at this time. Super intelligent, but not good with common sense. Also why the allegations of his interactions with people, women and such were all very difficult. You could see a young man struggling with social interactions through most of his life. Very intelligent, very book smart, but when you don't have the common sense on how to deal with people, you end up sometimes with a character like this. A lot of anger built up. Another user posted online a litany of reasons why the killer may have picked that specific house. And at the very end of that, Papa Rogers simply responded with excellent, almost as if a student were giving insight as to why this criminal would have done this, kind of profiling the situation. And as a instructor, as Brian was, almost responding in that sort of sense of good job, saying excellent. Anyway, just some interesting pieces, side notes of what's been going on this week. And I think the interesting thing to me about seeing this and seeing a case like this, in the past, in many cases, there wasn't this kind of speculation around them. There wasn't these sort of communities around them. Of course, yes, there has been online communities and such, but the idea of the killer themselves interacting on there, I guess, kind of new. In the past, it would be, well, they're lurking around their house. They're going to memorials. They're showing up in plain sight. Just, an observation on where we're at today in society and how they are now showing up in plain sight in a digital way. I think something maybe to be learned from this as well going forward on other cases, on keeping an eye on the type of information that is being shared online. When it matches up with information that only the authorities know. I'd be interested to hear in court if maybe there was some sort of digital footprint that was looked into while this case was under investigation prior to the alleged murderer, Brian Koberger, being arrested. Obviously, early in the week, Koberger was booked into the Lata County Jail on Wednesday night, facing that first-degree murder and burglary charges. But the deaths of Kaylee Gonzalez, Ethan Chapin, Madison Bogan, and Zaina Kernodle. on November 13th. If Koberger pleads guilty or is found guilty, he faces the death penalty or life in prison. So that is certainly on the table. We don't know what he's going to plead yet. There's been a lot of speculation as to what it will be. Obviously, no one really knows. I would honestly not be surprised if there is a guilty plea in exchange for the death penalty being taken off the table. Many people looking at this, viewing it as a very strong case, and a lot of questions being put out there of, okay, this knife sheath that they found the DNA on, what if they can find a story as to how it could logically be there but not be his? What if it was planted or something of that nature? My guess, and according to many of the guests that I've had on this week, and of course you can listen back here on the podcast feed to that, many FBI agents, experts, psychologists, things of that nature, I asked the question, is there likely more DNA in the possession of the authorities? The answer, almost a definitely yes. They only had to prove one piece, something that would put him there to be the likely suspect in which they could arrest him and then hold him and then try him. But there's likely more than that behind the scenes that we are unaware of. On Thursday of the week, we got his public defender, saw her in person, Ann Taylor. Later, County Magistrate Megan Marshall informed Koberger of his rights, read the charges against him. And because Koberger is the defendant, the state is the one that bears the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that he is responsible for the four murders. And he is eligible to have that preliminary hearing within 14 days of his first appearance. And if probable cause is established during the preliminary hearing, Koberger's case is going to be transferred to the Leda County District Court, at which point he'll be allowed to enter a plea of guilty, not guilty, or no contest. And then a jury trial will be set at that time. So my understanding is Thursday is when that burden of proof will be presented in maybe a little bit greater detail, and then very likely moved on to district court at another date where the plea will be put in, and then a jury trial if that if it's not guilty plea, no contest, whatever it may be, would be set up at that time. Koberger's attorney requested the status hearing be held within a week of Thursday's hearing, and that's where we get to January 12th. Taylor, the attorney for Koberger, also made a limited request for bail to be set for Koberger. She said the request is limited because she doesn't have enough information about the case, as she was appointed earlier in the week, and that's why there is no bail, there is no bond, and he is going to be there because of the nature of his charges. No contact issue ordered as well between Koberger and all those involved in the case, the victims' families and the surviving roommates. That has been issued. We also learned this week, yesterday we learned that Ann Taylor, the attorney, is also the one who is responsible for the home, the remediation on the home, to be stopped at least until February 1st, so it remains an active crime scene so the defense can take a look at it and put together anything that they may want or need when it comes time for trying this in court. So that's where everything for the most part has stopped, although yesterday we did see two mattresses being removed from the scene. We don't know if that was being taken out by the defense, by the prosecution. We really don't know at this time. Such a active week, a week that filled with a lot of emotion for certainly, obviously, the parents, the families, the community of Moscow, Idaho, as well as anybody invested in this and following this in great detail. You wouldn't be human if you weren't emotionally affected by watching this play out the way it is. Of course, we'll keep you up to date here throughout the week. We have some great interviews lined up for you starting on Monday. Again, continuing on throughout the week, covering this with breaking updates. We will do that for you here at True Crime Today and the University of Idaho Murders podcast for Killed for What. I'm Tony Bruschi. You can follow me online at Tony B Pod on Twitter. And if you'd like a commercial free experience of the show, that is available through Apple Podcasts when you subscribe there. So be sure to check that out. Until next time, Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.